All right, y'all. So I've been actually kind of going through a little bit of etymology lately, and I realize now that there's a lot of words. There's a lot of words that we just use. And like my least favorite word is the word that is words that are aesthetic, which means that there's like no concrete meaning behind them. They're just words that kind of just sort of explain. They're just words that are used to describe something that's immeasurable in some way. For example, corny. I hate words like that. Because it's like you can't ask somebody what corny means and they actually tell you what it means. It just all they can say is, oh, it's corny. It's like if you ask somebody, hey, why is something corny? They're gonna say, oh, it's corny because it's corny. You know what I mean? They can't tell you what corny is. Same thing with, stuff like that. It's like people have managed to turn I don't like it into an entire plethora of like words. And the problem is that like so many people think that they're in the know as far as the context is concerned, and somebody else who agrees with something being corny is going to be like, yeah, it's corny because it's corny. Don't you understand? And it's like, I hate that sort of thing because I hate the idea of reinforcing. Because it's like the moment that you can like say things like that, the moment that you can like manipulate words to be that way, it kind of just sort of like it makes it easier for it to be like. I don't know the right way to say this, but I just know that, the moment that you can use words in that context where you could just sort of say A is equal to A, it doesn't mean anything anymore. It just doesn't, there's nothing there. You know what I mean? Like there's no substance. You could just be, it's the stupidest thing. It's the stupidest way to approach a regular conversation because it doesn't, you don't have to expand on what it is that you're saying so that people can know exactly what it is you're talking about. You could literally just say a whole lot of stuff, not know what you're talking about, and just sound smarter to another person. And that's a bad thing. I would never in my life ever say that, I would never say that I'm a smart person or that people need to listen to me or I'm just spitting facts or I'm not going to ever say that. I don't want to say that. I don't want people to think that I am this all-knowing person who knows everything, and you go like you can sorry for the noise if you hear it. I don't want to be that person. I don't want to be like my baby brother still calls me up at random to ask me like random questions that he don't know. Like one time he asked me, I think he asked me like, what's the French word for bathroom, right? And I think it was toilet. I think it's toilet. I'm not sure, but it was just like. But it was like I had to look this word up and tell my brothers. I had to tell my brothers, I mean, you do realize I had to look this word up, right? You know what I mean? He's like, yeah, but you know what? You knew the word. And he's like, and I'm because my baby brother, he's like, he's only like 4 years younger than me. I don't know why. He's still my baby brother, but it's like, you're not gonna call somebody in their 30s a baby. But the fact is that like, it's just that like. It's just like, I don't see what's what I'm looking for. I just don't want him thinking that I'm a super genius because if I get it wrong, he's gonna have every reason on the planet to never want to believe anything I say ever again. And the problem is that there's too many people who want, like, there is this lust for being a supreme person for other people. I feel like if you want to be in charge of people, you're not ready to be in charge of people. Because if you want control, if you want to be able to control something, I feel like you're not afraid to get it wrong. And your problem is that you should be afraid to get it wrong. That getting it wrong should be the thing. You should always be afraid of messing up. If you want to be the person in charge of stuff, you should always be concerned. You should always ask yourself, what if I mess up? Maybe afraid is not that good of a word, but you should always sort of like at least be in some fashion prepared for something to go wrong. You know what I'm saying? Because if something goes wrong and you got to be on top of that. You can't just be like, oh, nothing is wrong because I'm in charge. You know what I mean? And the problem is that that's what too many people do nowadays. Too many people want to be in charge so they can mess something up and be like, nothing is wrong because I'm in charge. And it's like, dude, no. Like it's like the whole world is burning right now. You kind of your whole world is burning right now. Did you think this through? did you figure this out? You know what I mean? And that's kind of like why I get so stressed out about. I don't want to be the person in charge of anything. I don't want to be the person who is, I want to be able to say that I helped. You know what I mean? You know, I don't want to control. I want to assist. I don't want to, you know, I'm not trying to, you know, be the person. I'm not trying to be a leader. You know what I'm saying? Because I always say this, you know, don't follow me because I don't know where I'm going. You know, that's my whole thing. Don't follow me. I don't know where I'm going. But if you are going to follow me, just know I don't know where I'm going. You know, I actually am kind of trying to write a story about that, actually. But the fact of the matter is that, like, there's too much stuff that goes on that, like, you know, that people just try to sort of shrug off and kind of, like, make into, what's what I'm looking for? They try to make it into a basic concept. They try to make it into something that's simple instead of, like, trying to make it into something more meaningful than what it is. You know, that's my issue with, you know, the whole world right now. It's like for example, the thing that's going on in the Middle East right now, right? They're basically, the one thing I kind of don't like about what's going on in the Middle East is that, like, had you have told the way that they were propagating it when I was younger was brown people in the desert are just angry and they're just blowing each other up. Right. And that was what they would say. That was the narrative that I was being pushed. So that was that I was being like, that was being pushed at me. And that was what I had to ultimately kind of just sort of accept. And it was wrong. But because, being a kid, that's kind of what I had to sort of, that's kind of what I had to kind of, what's what I'm looking for? Ultimately just had to accept, or rather just sort of went with. And now I'm realizing, no, it was never that. It was always something worse than that. It was always something more sinister. These people really were like, you know, nobody ever just wakes up in the morning and just feels like being mad. You know what I mean? I'm not going to say nobody, but there's a very rare few people who just wake up in the morning and feel like being upset about something. You know what I mean? Enough to want to do what it is that they've done. You know what I mean? But we just ignored it for so long that it's like, you know, it's just, it's gotten so bad. And I purposely try my best not to talk about Israel and Gaza and Palestine and all these other places and everything like that. I try my best not to talk about it too much because I always told myself I didn't know enough about it to actually have a viewpoint of it. And now after hearing about everything that's happening with them, it's pretty obvious now who the bad guys are. And I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like what's going on right now. You know what I'm saying? It's what's happening right now just ain't right. And people know it and they just don't care. And that's sickening to me. You know, like the moment that, like, I feel like you're not supposed to kill. I feel like you're not supposed to be bringing harm to children. I feel like you're not supposed to be bringing harm to children at, like, you know, what's what I'm looking for? I feel like you're not supposed to be bringing harm to children in a war. You know what I mean? You're not supposed to be bringing harm to children or hurting or doing terrible things to schools or like bro, at some point, like, it went, the moment that you're like, you're blowing up schools, man, you're killing kids. What's your problem? I didn't want to talk about Israel and Gaza. I really didn't. But it's like now that I'm realizing exactly kind of, it's a little disturbing to know that this is what people are doing to people that they just consider to be less than. You know what I mean? And for some people, it's just, oh, they're a terrorist. Well, what makes them terrorist? Oh, they just are. They're terrorists because they're terrorists. They're bad because they're bad. That's the kind of crap that I just don't like. It feels like baby steps to, it's like stupidity has a really crazy habit. Stupidity has a really crazy habit of just sort of like coming off as justifiable in any context for like stupid people. Like we should not be okay with what's happening. We should not be okay with, like, you know, bigotry and hatred and dumb and just dumbness like that. You know what I mean? But maybe I'm just ranting. I just don't like context-based situations. I'm not a fan of that. And I don't think that, and nobody should be. It's like, I don't like stupid stuff. And I see way too much stupid stuff. And I was like, you know, I don't think that, I just don't like the idea of stupid stuff just, you know, I don't like the idea of stupid stuff being like, you know, so as popular as it is. I don't like the idea of being stupid being as popular as it is. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying we all have to be presumptuously smart, but it's kind of annoying that, like, you know, people would rather just be blissfully dumb and be like, oh, well, you know, it's smart because it's like, you know, it makes sense because it just makes sense. It's like, that's dumb. No, explain why. Stake your claim, brother. I've been learning a little bit about words, though, man. Like, I've been learning about, you know, like, the words communism, republic, democracy. Like I said, the more I get into politics, the more I try my best to understand it, the more complicated it seems. Because what people did was they took words like communism and socialism, and they took words like these and just demonized them. Just straight up just made them out to be like the scariest things on the planet. And it's like, at the very core of what a lot of these things are, they're not terrible things. For example, I think, if I'm not mistaken, like, socialism is basically kind of like just a government that's, you know, ran by the people. If I'm not mistaken, I want to say that that's what it is. Ultimately, it's just a system that's ran by the people. The people determine things, right? That's kind of how it's supposed to go. That's kind of how it goes. And I'm guessing at some point, somebody just said, you know what? Actually, the people want to do this instead of this. And the people want to do this instead of this. So we're going to say that they want to do this instead of this. This is what socialism is from now on, not this. And it's just like, and because of that, people just said, okay, if this is what socialism is, we're going to do things in the name of, so we're going to commit atrocities in the name of a concept that we can't properly explain. And in the process of doing that, we are going to, we're going to harm people. And that's just, and it's just like, that's kind of the thing that really just makes me mad. It's just that, like, we could have easily just, like, not have had these. It's like, and rather than actually try to understand the situation, understand, hey, maybe these guys aren't socialist, maybe what they're doing isn't in the name of socialism. Instead of doing that, people just said, you know what? Actually, what they're doing is, oh, they're doing this in the name of socialism? Well, guess what? Socialism is now bad. Why is socialism bad? Because socialism is bad. A equals A. Whatever. Like, man. Meanwhile, I also hate how, like, in America, we somehow managed to make capitalism into this great thing. Like, you know, as anybody who knows me personally, you know, I don't really like capitalism, but I don't like capitalism because of how dumb it is. Like, capitalism is a very dumb thing. Like, people love trying to make it seem like capitalism is this awesomely smart thing, and it's like rich people are so smart and so awesome and so, you know, like, gung-ho, all, you know, they know how to use their brains to get what they want. And it's, I'm just sitting here like they're not smart people. Like, rich people are not smart people, bro. Like, you know, you can't be smart and think that you're going to get money from poor people you're going to get a whole lot of money from overcharging poor people. At some point, you're just evil. You're not smart. You're just diabolical, if anything. And the problem is that so many people like evil because they just, like, they don't really like evil as much as they just are amused by it, as long as it's not happening to them. It's kind of like how everybody used to love the child. Everybody used to kind of, like, you know, sort of like surround a bully when they were, like, harassing the kid who was not trying to be bullied. You know what I mean? It's just like, they want to see a fight. They just want to see somebody get knocked down. But until somebody gets knocked down, the aggressor to these people is, you know, the person who is should be getting like all the praise and all the admiration. Like, yeah, take, yeah, that's right. He does suck, you know? It's just like I said, man, dumb people. I'm just aggravated. I'm aggravated, man. I had a really rough day today. I had a really rough couple of days at work too. There was this guy, like I said, I work in retail. I work at Nike, and there's this guy. At some point, like I, you know, obviously it's Nike, so people always want to steal shoes, and people always want to steal clothes, which I don't understand. Like, which I genuinely don't understand. Like, I can understand. Like, I'm not a really big fan of shoplifting, but as you already know, I'm not a fan of capitalism. So I'm all up for like anything that can be used as an attack on the bourgeoisie. I'm all for it. But the thing that really kind of annoys me about this stuff is that, like, what these people, like, you know, what you're doing is not an attack on the bourgeoisie. You're just making life miserable for the workers there. And, you know, it's like, and my whole thing is that, like, I accept and I'm okay with the idea of, what's wrong looking for? Like, I'm okay with the idea that, you know, that there are people who need things. You know, like food, you know what I'm saying? Stealing food, I get it. You know what I mean? You need food, you're hungry. Stealing baby formula. I get it. You know what I'm saying? Stealing baby formula. I get it. You know, baby needs to eat. It's the idea of stealing. It's the idea though of stealing. I'm playing an idle game while I'm talking, by the way, so I'm stuttering a lot. I'm stumbling over my words here, but it's the idea that, how are you going to steal clothes while you already have clothes on? You know what I mean? Like, because unless you know, like, a whole bunch of naked people or, you know, people, it's like, you know, I don't really think anybody needs clothes. Like I said, I can understand stealing food. You know, probably you don't have enough time to, like, grow your own food. You know what I mean? I get it. It takes a long time to grow food. But it's just like, you know, I understand, like, stealing, you know, like, I understand, like, stealing a place to live. Because you need a place to live. Like, it's understandable. Like, you know, you got to find a, you know, you got things that you need to do, and you got ways you need to go about doing it. That happens to, like, you know, crime. I'm not a fan of crime. I'm going to say this right now. I'm not a fan of crime, and I kind of don't like the idea that because I'm black, I'm supposed to be okay with crime. I'm not a fan of it, but I do understand why for some people it's necessary. Because crime isn't, you know, crime isn't the sickness, it's a symptom. You know what I mean? It's not like crime isn't done by people who are, crime isn't done by people who are, like, it's not oftentimes done by people who are bad. It's done by people who kind of need to do it because the other options aren't available. I totally understand that. I get it. But at the same time, I'm not about to just be like, I'm not about to just be like, you know, oh, all crime is good because everybody who does it is, you know, needs to do crime. You know, that's a stupid way to go about it. And that's a stupid way to go about it, and I don't agree with that. You know, but it's like, it's like, bro, why do you need to steal clothes, though? Why you need to steal shoes, though? And it's like, there's always, you know, and it, obviously, you know, oh, they need to steal it so they can go sell it. But it's like, at the same time, what's stopping the person who's buying stuff from you from just stealing it from you, you know? It just doesn't make any sense. There's no honor among thieves, man. I just don't, you know, like, I don't get it. But in any case, though, this guy came in, and we do get a lot of people that come in and try to steal, but this one specifically hurted me a little bit because what this guy did, like, he stole, or rather, he was in the process of trying to steal while he was wearing a Naruto. He was wearing like an Anbu vest. That hurt my feelings, man. Because it's like, bro, you had the chance to, like, it's like you're making all of us nerdy. You're making us all look bad right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, I feel like it's a fake nerd thing. You know what I mean? Like, I don't like to, I don't really like the idea of saying this. I don't like, you know, people say, oh, you're a gatekeeper. You know, you're a gatekeeper. Go F yourself, you know, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, I'm not being a gatekeeper when I say this. I'm not trying to be a gatekeeper when I say this. I'll say it like that. But it's like, you know, am I like, you know, first off, like, you know, there's a difference between, like, if you like anime just because you like the fights, if you like fiction just because you like the, like, you know, because I said this before and I'll say this all the time. Every form of fiction has a message. And if you're not trying to, like, there's a difference between, like, there's a difference between knowing the message and not caring about the message and just simply not knowing the message. Because, like, there's so many, there's a message in everything. Like, you know, in Dragon Ball Z, it's basically an attempt to saying hard work pays off. You know what I'm saying? Goku, like, because one thing that they really like to, one thing that people tend to forget is that, like, the complete and total, what's the word I'm looking for? The complete and total devotion to, like, making sure that they always show Goku training. Now we show Goku, like, you know, doing a lot of work. He was always training. They made him as human as possible to completely ignore the fact that he was a supernatural alien from outer space who was actually initially sent to destroy Earth. You know, and they basically said, you know what? No, what we're doing, no, he's also a monstrously hardworking individual who does his best to save the planet by any means necessary. You know, and that just means by punching bad guys in the face. You know what I mean? There's a lot of messages, there's a lot of stuff that is ultimately being said in Dragon Ball Z that people don't want to understand because they're too busy just saying, we like fight. We think the fights are cool. So when this guy came in and he stole, like, when this guy came in and he was trying to steal, you know, and he was dressed like, you know, he had the whole Anbu vest on. And I just remember just thinking to myself that like, you know, because he was a black dude and he was a black dude. So it was like either he might have actually just stole that vest, man. Like, now that I think about it, and it's just like I don't want to think that way, because it's like, bro, we have a chance to, you just came in and, like, man, we could have. The black community has every chance on the planet to kind of just, we have a chance to act as snotty and as snobby and as stuck up as possible when it comes to, like, just on a cultural level, because we are so cool. Everybody hates us, but everybody genuinely wants to be us. There's so many people out there. There's, like, so many, like once we started making melanin into, like, the cool word to use, see, just pay attention to how often white people just want to use the word. I didn't know anything about baby hair, right? But the day that I learned what the word baby hair meant, there was white people who was using it. We have a chance as a culture to just be as obnoxiously prim and stuck up. Like, we could toot our noses up to everything. Like, the you know, the way that Gordon Ramsay, and you know, the way that the Brits on TV somehow manages to just sort of, like, squat on the things that they don't like. We, as a society, as a culture, as a people, we could be doing the same exact thing. And we just sort of choose not to, because all they want to, because, like, they rather just laugh at everything. I'm just saying, it's just like, it just boggles my mind, because we have a chance to, we can do that. It's like, we could just say, psh, they tried. Like, we don't have to be criminals. We don't have to be loud. We don't have to be obnoxious. We don't have to be, we don't have to be mean all the time. We don't have to be the people that they want, that they think we are. We could show that we are better than them. And it just sort of bothers me that, like, it just kind of bothers me that, like, you know, because, like I say, everybody's trying to be black. Everybody's trying, like, I always go back to the old days. Once upon a time, in order to, like, you know, if you go on TV and watch old TV shows, you know, you used to be able to say cool. In order to be cool, you had to basically be what you thought being black was. Like, I don't know if you ever remember, but there was always these shows where it was like, there was always this kind of makeover, or rather, there would be these cool classes, and they would like just teach you how, and they would always start it off with, okay, first off is how you walk, and then they basically do the stereotypical black pimp walk, and say that's the cool way to walk, you know, the lean to the side kind of walk, right? And then they would say, then it's your clothes or your threads, right? And then they would just like start trying to like change the clothes up to make them look more urban, more black. I'm just saying, like, this was what they would like in the 90s. They made it very clear, like, they made it very clear that they thought we was cool, and they hated us the whole time. This was like in the 90s. You know what I'm saying? But if you ask them right now, but if you ask these people back then, you know, like, what was this stuff about? Like, why did you do this? They'll just say, because it was cool. Well, what made it cool? Because it's cool. Are you seeing kind of what I'm saying here? We live in a society right now where people are like, people would rather be dumb, and people would rather be dumb and use being dumb as a means to justify being like just bad. And it's like, we have every reason on the planet to never want to do bad again. And we could also look down on people who do bad. And it's like, we kind of just, there's an opportunity there to be that way. And we just sort of choose to ignore it because we'd rather just be bad too. I'm not cool with that. You know, I'd rather, you know, I want us to just, like, you know, that's why I say get into etymology, learn words, try to understand what words mean, and just like care about things. Focus on things. Think about things. There's more to life than just laughing at things. Or if you're going to laugh at things, at the very least, understand why. That's all I'm saying. I'm rambling. It's late. But yeah, happy holidays, everyone. Y'all be easy.